This is Bumper to Bumper, the car show. Drive in anxious and cruise out confident with the best automotive info for your vehicle. And now your host, Matt Allen.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Bumper Radio. I'm your host, Matt Allen, your KTAR car guy, here with you every single Saturday at 11 to help you with your car. No matter what that is, you know, maybe you're cruising around, you got that 5,000 mile oil change sticker that's peeling off the window and it's 10,000 miles past due. We could talk about that. Talk about just maintenance on the car. You know, anything I can get in here and babble and rap and talk about what I want to talk about. But this show is really what you want to talk about because we, and I'll tell you who we are in a minute, but we are here collectively to help you with your car. And there's a couple things that are going to happen with your car someday. Number one, it's going to need some service. Chances are you're going to have a car accident someday and you're going to need a body shop. So today's your lucky day. We've got Shane from Orlando Auto Body in today, one of the Bumper to Bumper partners. Shane, welcome in. Good to see you again.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. It's great.
Hello, everybody.
Yeah, right. Good hanging out with you, having a little bit of breakfast today. So we can talk auto body. A lot of stuff happening in the auto body world. I mean, insurance companies are writing thin estimates. And, you know, there's more than one check available. We're going to talk a little bit about that. So, but anything you want to talk about, 602-277-5827 is 602-277-5827. And I say anything, I guess it could be car related, but if we need to have a talk about something else, we can do that too. We'll guide you the best we can. So, Shane, good to have you in. I know the body shop business is changing a little bit. We've got all this ADOS or the driver assistance stuff. It's helping consumers and helping drivers avoid collisions. So a little bit fewer wrecked cars, which I guess is a good thing if you're the driver, but not necessarily good for the body shop business. But still staying busy. Lots of collisions still out there. And I know my daughter's about to get her driver's license. I do the sign of the cross here and hope she's not a statistic, right? But isn't there a number every 7 years or something like that? That's kind of the average of someone's going to have an accident? Or is that one of those statistics that you just make up?
It's tough to say. I think most people are in one accident in their lifetime. So the target, you know, our target market's pretty narrow. You'd like to think you never get in a wreck, but it does happen.
Yeah, well, and maybe it's your fault, and maybe it's not. But you guys aren't just fixing wrecked cars, too. I mean, you know, we're finding more and more that people, and I encourage people, you know, we're going to do a bunch of maintenance work on your car. Go get the fender cover fixed that's got the bump in it and those little things, right? So it's not just, you don't have to be in a car accident to go take a visit to Orlando Auto Body.
No, and when times get tough and, you know, cars are getting to be unaffordable for a lot of people, they fix up their old car. And so we'll advise them as to whether that makes sense or not, right? If you don't have a car payment, you can afford a $3,000 or $4,000 repair. That's the equivalent of 3 or 4 payments, right? But then you still own the car. So it's number of miles that you've gotten out of a car typically these days that matter.
Yeah. Right?
Your return on investment. So you get a lot more after 5 and 6 and 8.
And you go
years.
Without a car payment. I was just talking to a buddy of mine. He was perusing through the lot of some car dealership somewhere where he probably shouldn't have been, who knows, just checking things out. Brand new Jeep Cherokee, $70,000.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who's buying $70,000 these days on a car? I mean, I've got my Tundra with, you know, 235 on it. Yeah, I'm going to put some money into it, but, you know, go get the bumper cover fixed and the seat cushion is a little bit worn out. But hell, what am I going to get out of a brand new one? Not much different. I see you driving an older Toyota too.
Yeah, I got a Toyota Honda. Depending on the make vehicle, it's worth just keeping it on the road, fix it up a little bit, and eliminate car payments if possible.
Right? Yeah.
And most cars these days, as you guys know, go 300,000 miles. You just got to take care of them.
Yeah, you've just got to do the maintenance. Kerry, I think we talked one time not too long ago, the average car payment now is like $700 or something.
Well, average used car payment last year was $562.
Yeah.
And a new car was $713.
Yeah, wow. That's so ridiculous. $700, and that doesn't even take into effect a lot of people when they go to trade in, they rolled bad money into it. And so they're already upside down on the car.
That explains the 70% increase in car repossessions.
This year. So, yeah.
They're upside down. They can't trade them in. The interest rates went up. They're stuck.
Yeah, exactly. Now, and that kind of goes into a little bit of our next topic. I mean, we are, you know, again, talking about body shop stuff, but, you know, you heard the commercial, in a wreck, get a check, you know. So we're gonna play off of that a little bit. But you typically, when you have an accident that's, we're going to talk about an accident that's not your fault. It's the other party is responsible. And you probably 90% of the time, you never see the check. You know, it goes to the body shop and it's endorsed. Or you endorse it when you pick up the car or you get a POA so they can take care of it. And you never see the check. But there's another check out there. Now, there might be another check if you're hurt and you've got an injury. You're going to get that check. But we talked about it a little bit. And, Shane, this is something you're working on. We talked about diminished value. So you want to explain what diminished value is, Shane?
Yeah, sure.
We'll both take a stab at it.
As you mentioned, there's two checks generally on third-party claims. Can be a third if they're injured, and God forbid that that happens. But, yeah, it's a little unknown secret insurance companies don't want to share, right? But that your car suffered a repair, right, in the damage that it was caused, but the value of that car was also damaged.
Right.
And that's called diminished value. So given the different types of applications and all the different things that are feeding Carfax these days, your car oil changers, car wrecks, your services, all those go to Carfax. A car with a clean Carfax is worth more than one without a clean Carfax.
Yeah. And the bottom line is you just take two brand new, I don't care if you pick BMW, Mercedes, Honda, Accord, it doesn't matter. You take two exact same cars, they live the exact same life, except for one got clobbered, got rear-ended or sideswiped, and maybe they wrote a $10,000 sheet on it or something like that, and the car got fixed. Well, that car has been diminished in value. You have suffered a loss. Yes, they fixed the car. However, when it comes time to resell that or trade it in, the dealership or the buyer, who might be me as the private party, is going to go, whoa, Johnny, pump the brakes. This car was wrecked. That's worth less money. So
Absolutely. That's
where Orlando, we can talk about this a little bit more after the break, but that's where Orlando can step in and help you. They got the right connections to help you recover that money so that you know, it's the insurance company's job to make you whole. And that's just not fixing the car or fixing your sore back. It's also the value that they caused you to lose by the fault of their insured.
Absolutely.
Now, if the accident's your fault, church is out. Tough luck. Sorry, Charlie. But that's it with that. So if you want to talk about diminished value, maybe you had a claim. It's not too late, maybe. We can go back and take a look at that. Shane can help you with that or anything going on with your car. 602-277-5827. We've got Tony and we've got John in Scottsdale and plenty of open lines. We'll be right back. You're listening to Bumper Radio.
It's Truck Month at Tim Hovick's Santan Ford. F-150s, Lightnings, Super Duties. Right now, get zero down, 0% financing for 60 months, and zero payments for 90 days. That's a brand new Ford truck from Santan Ford with nothing out of pocket. Nobody in Arizona beats Tim Hovick on truck deals. Nobody. We've got the inventory, we've got the financing, and we're moving metal. Truck Month is on, and when they're gone, they're gone. Tim Hovick's Santan Ford in Gilbert or SantanFord.com. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for details.
Hey, it's Brandon Stapley from Stapley's Garage in Mesa. When it comes to auto repair, we know you've got a lot of options. But if you're looking for top-notch service and a team that truly cares, Stapley's Garage is the place to be. We've been serving the East Valley for generations, keeping our community on the road with honest, reliable repairs. Conveniently located just north of the US 60 on Gilbert Road. Schedule your appointment anytime at stapleysgarage.com. We'll take great care of you, I promise.
Finding a shop you can trust for car repairs isn't easy, especially for transmissions. Hi, I'm Trey Briggs, owner of Automatic Transmission Exchange. Family owned since 1968, our mission simple. Diagnose and repair your transmission right the first time. Service, repair, or replacement, we've got you covered with experience, expertise, honesty, and an excellent warranty program you can count on. For peace of mind, check our reviews at autotransexchange.com. Automatic Transmission Exchange, trusted since 1968.
Hi, I'm Josh Dana, owner of Dana Bros Automotive and Diesel Service. Our family has served our customers, providing legendary, fair, honest service here in the Valley since the early 50s. Dana Brothers Automotive and Diesel is continuing the tradition by servicing all makes and models of cars and trucks, and we specialize in Cummins, Duramax, and Powerstroke diesels. However, we enjoy working on all vehicles. Our goal is simple: provide quality service at a fair price and guarantee your satisfaction. Check us out at danabros.com.
Welcome back to Bumper Radio. I'm your host, Matt Allen, your KTAR car guy here with you every single Saturday. I got to qualify that, maybe a little asterisk. We had to run a little rerun. The car guy had a hiccup last week. I got to spend 8 days laying on my back at Scottsdale Shea Honor Health with a little infection. So I was getting pumped full of antibiotics for 7 days. But you know what? I think I find it interesting. Do we hold the automotive technician to a higher standard than we hold the doctor?
Wow.
No, that's no joke. And I'm not trying to bag on them, but they, you know, they do call it practicing medicine for a reason, because, you know, after 6 days of trying something that didn't work, then we tried my idea. And I'm not saying I'm by no means a doctor. I mean, I did stay at a Holiday Inn once, but
Dr. Matt.
But then my idea worked. But guess what? Still paid for that prior 6 days of stuff that didn't work. And but, you know, that doesn't fly at the mechanic shop. If we try something, oh, you didn't fix my car, you know? So, but I'm glad to be out of the hospital, but I can say...
We're glad to have you back, pal.
The staff there, especially the nurses. I don't know if any of those nurses are listening, but if you're a nurse at Scottsdale Shea Honor Health Campus there at 90th Street, God bless you. If you took care of me, I love you. I got to come in and see those girls and take care of them, because they were fantastic. So, yeah, I did miss last weekend. But anyway, 602-277-5827. Any questions? We've got Shane in from Orlando Auto Body. If you're looking for a body shop, you have that unfortunate accident. East Valley, predominantly, but the Valley's the Valley. Tow trucks go everywhere. When you're going to get something fixed, that, you know, that's a kind of a, almost a once in a lifetime, hopefully, or not very often. It's worth that little bit further drive to make sure you're getting serviced, getting what you need. So if you're looking for that, anything with body shop or got anything going on, write that name down and put it in your glove box. And if you have any questions on how to handle an accident, what to do, we can talk about that if the calls are light. But I think you need to call in. And again, that's 602-277-5827. Anything's on the table. So, Tony in Paradise Valley, 2019 Ford Ranger pickup. How's your Ranger doing, Tony?
Hey, good. Doing better than you, I guess. Hey,
I'm doing pretty damn good today, though, I say. I got to say.
Oh, okay.
But
I'm glad
to
hear you're back.
Yeah.
I'm back 100%. Hey, I jumped somebody with my Ranger a while ago, and... since then, my auto stop, auto start hasn't worked. Somebody told me that you're not supposed to clamp the battery anymore. You're supposed to, you should go to the negative, you know, the body, and put one of the cables there. Is there a fuse or something in that one post that has all these, you know, clamps and wires coming out of it?
Yeah, the batteries are hard to access a lot of times these days. They're in the trunk, or they're, you know, they're trying to get the center of gravity low. So a lot of cars are under the seat, and they're in various places. And they do have jump start terminals that you can use. So those are the best places. But I would suspect that it's just coincidental on your auto start stop. And I don't know all of those, but especially the Ford Ranger, but I do know the European cars, the Mercedes and Land Rovers and stuff, they have an auxiliary battery. And usually when the battery voltage gets low or you have voltage issues, you're going to start having problems with the start-stop. I personally find it kind of annoying. I first started in first time I rented a car in Italy, like in 2017, I came across that. It's just weird having this car shut off at the stoplight, you know. But you want to have double check and see if that's got an auxiliary battery and get the owner's manual out. You may have just accidentally turned it off. Yeah, when anytime you're doing a jump start, you know, the cars are different nowadays, but years ago, even with the advent of computers, I would always tell my wife, number one, never jump start anybody. Just let them use your, you know, call the insurance or the road service card or something. But the other good tip is turn on the headlights. And you really don't need to have cars running. There's enough voltage in the battery. But the reason I say turn on the lights is the lights are like a surge protector, if you will. The bulb can absorb that surge or that spike of electricity much more than a capacitor or something in these modules. I mean, even that 2019 Ranger probably has 6 or 8+ computers in it, especially if it's got any departure, lane departure, or anything like that. So, John in Scottsdale, 2017 Toyota Avalon. How's your Toyota treating you today, John?
Well, Matt, thanks to you and your referral to a wonderful maintenance place, my Toyota is working just fine.
Perfect.
And I would like to ask your opinion regarding two things that I've heard about my Avalon, which is approaching 100,000 miles. Probably not a surprise that when I took it to the dealer for the last scheduled oil change and things that I purchased with a package, they came up with about an $800 list of things that they're recommending be done.
Sure.
And one of the things they recommended was doing a $200 diagnostic approach for a leaking oil pan as well as a leaking differential. If something's leaking, I'd see it on the garage floor, which I never had. And then they went ahead and they talked about brake fluid exchange, full system service, and things of that nature. And they told me my brakes are going to eventually have to be replaced, which I understand. So I took the car over to the place that I trust very well. They take care of my wife's car as well as mine, and talked to a fellow named Travis, who's a great guy. Asked him to give my car the once-over because I'm planning on driving it this summer. And basically, he came back and he says, you know, John, I think your fluid levels are good. He says, I don't recommend getting your spark plugs changed just because the car is at 100,000 miles. And I don't think that, he says, I didn't see anything that concerned me about any oil pan leak or any differential leak. But here's my question to you. Are the dealers not only looking for, obviously, revenue, but are they anticipating that if we do this suggested maintenance, the car is going to have less likely to break down at some inopportune time?
Well, I think there's a combination. That's a loaded question. There's a combination of all that. And, you know, I've got to tread lightly because, you know,
I know
there's a, you know, good shops can have bad shops can have good people and good shops can occasionally get a bad one in the mix. So I think that's a lot. And I will classify maybe some of the dealerships with your multi-store operations that are owned by hedge funds. You know, there's 3 or 4 different brands in town now that account for about 60 locations. Well, they're all owned by the same company, and then they're just part of a 700 location conglomerate. So those guys don't necessarily, in my opinion, run the business off a relationship. They run it off a bean counter down in Tucson who's telling them how many fuel injection services you have to sell today and how many of these things. So there's a lot of that happening. And then, of course, that's the easy work. That's what we call the gravy. That's why I like to tell the shop, if you're going to reward a shop to do your work, reward the shop that can fix everything on your car.
That doesn't mean they have to be able to do your body work and all that other kind of stuff. I mean, of course we have, you know, like Orlando and Shane that does the body work. My shop, we're not going to do that. We're a mechanical specialist. But I use the idea when I had my eye surgery done, I had the LASIK. It was a little bit more money to have the medical doctor running that machine than it was the technician. Sure. You know what I mean? Something goes haywire. I want a medical doctor working on my eyes, not a guy that was trained how to run the LASIK machine. So I think that's the same thing with the car. I don't want the kid that was trained how to sell me fuel injection services and brake fluid services and maintenance doing my work. I want the certified technician, you know, not like your car is going to die in the operating table, but let's talk about a couple of those things. Oil leak. You may not see it on the ground because these cars are covered in under panel shields right now. We used to joke about Mercedes. When you see an oil leak on a Mercedes, you just put a new under shield on it because it had a diaper on it. You know, it had a deal there. So we've talked about that. Maybe I'll talk about that one of these weeks, the leaks you don't see. But one thing we do in our shop is we document it. We're going to photograph it. We're going to have a picture of that. So the next time your car comes in, we're going to figure out where the leak is, or we're going to clean the area and see if it gets worse. Kerry, you got something?
Can I ask John where did he take his car to?
I'd be happy to tell you. Husband's Automotive.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah,
Husband's. Okay. Yeah. I was going to say Husband's or Crossroads when you said Travis. But
thank you, John. Thanks for calling into that.
They do a great job out there. And see, and the difference is they got to earn your business every single time. You know, they've got
what they did to me when I first took it there after your recommendation. They said I had to get a controller arm repaired and stuff like that. They took me right back to the shop with Travis. He pointed out what was going on. He told me why we weren't able to align the wheels, because with a controller arm that's broken, never going to work. And I just loved it. I mean, and they got Mandy at the front desk, who couldn't be sweeter. And one of the things I love about them is when they make an appointment for you, they write it down on a piece of paper.
Old school. And that's, and I got it, John, I got to cut you short. We're up against a break, but that's what you get when you go to bumper radio shop and follow their recommendations. I mean, that I a lot of times you see the oil change shops and the car washes. It's to me, it's like, you want fries with that? They don't know what they're doing. They're just asking you if you want to buy something. Yes, brake fluid should be changed periodically, but there's a test for that. So, hey, we're going to take a quick break here. Listen to Bumper Radio. Mark, William, and Mark and William are up in open line, so let's be right back.
Oofa. Hi, Eric Noon here for Kurt's Auto Repair in Phoenix. Since 1987, Kurt and Kathy Rock have been taking care of families with service you can trust. Now, the next generation continues that legacy. Gas or diesel, foreign or domestic, we've got you covered. We also specialize in taking care of your business fleet vehicles with an expert staff that ensures you get your vehicles repaired right, on budget, and on time to keep your business running smoothly. If your car hurts, take it to Kurt's. Visit us online at mycarhurts.com.
When I was a kid, my dream wasn't a mansion. It wasn't a yacht. It was a 250cc Kawasaki dirt bike sitting in the garage. That garage and that bike represented freedom. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello. At A1 Garage Door Service, we know your garage holds more than tools. It holds dreams. From repairs to upgrades, call A1 Garage Door Service today or schedule online at A1Garage.com.
Years ago, my car needed $1,200 in repairs. As a single female, I was so insecure that I wore a fake wedding ring, and I told the shop that my husband wanted the old parts. Driving away, I felt relieved. Months later, I was told the parts did not fit my car. I'm Rayanne. Glenn and I own Good Works Auto Repair. We never want anyone to feel the way I did. Check us out at goodworksautorepair.com, where we advise, but you decide.
KTAR News, now.
Good morning, KTAR News. Time is 11:30. I'm Troy Barrett. U.S. stocks ended down on Friday after a week of changing crude oil prices and inflation fears as investors try to figure out how the war in Iran is affecting the global oil supply. Dave Packer with ABC News has this week's market recap.
From ABC News Wall Street Weekend, Stocks slid further on Friday, the Dow hitting its lowest close of the year for the second day in a row. Investors spooked by continuing high oil prices, which are starting to impact consumers. Those higher prices showing up in fuel surcharges for airlines and delivery services like FedEx and UPS. For those of a certain age who remember the gas station lines of the 1970s, a sobering comparison to today. Back then, the embargoed oil that caused all that disruption made up 7% of the world's consumption. This time, the closing of the Gulf of Hormuz affecting 20% of the world's oil. More unraveling in private credit markets, prompting comparisons to the months leading up to the 2008 financial crisis. It's also causing growing concern. This is new numbers from the Commerce Department show that the U.S. economy was worse than previously reported even before the war started, with GDP growth at just 0.7% for October, November, and December of last year. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Let's go and check traffic now from the Valley Chevy Dealers Traffic Center. We have a crash on the left shoulder of I-10 westbound near 83rd Avenue. Crash on the right shoulder of the U.S. 60 Superstition Freeway. That's westbound near Alma School. El Mirage and Indian School, we have a crash. We have a crash involving a pedestrian, 99th Avenue and Camelback. And also a crash in North Scottsdale. This is going to be Dixaleta and Scottsdale Road. We have one ambulance leaving for the hospital in that area right there. Plenty of sunshine today with a high of 93, 92 tomorrow. Triple digits in the forecast starting next Wednesday. 80 degrees now in Chandler. Weather brought to you by SeeHomesFirst.com. I'm Troy Barrett on Arizona's news station, KTAR News.
Amazing Arizonans, the podcast where Mike Broomhead talks with some of our incredible Arizona people, like chef and TV host Mark Tarbell, Olympic gold medalist Amy Van Dyken, Pinal County Sheriff's Deputy Frank Slope, golfer Tom Lehman, former Arizona Governor Fife Symington. Amazing Arizonans, presented by Resolution Copper. Like and subscribe to it where you get your podcasts. Watch Amazing Arizonans on YouTube or go to KTAR.com and click on podcasts.
Old world service and experience alongside new world high tech. Those are just a couple of the reasons why you should bring your Mercedes, BMW, Audi, or any other import to Import Car Specialists. Our staff has decades of knowledge and are dedicated to get your car or SUV back on the road ASAP. We're easy to find from anywhere in the valley. Check our numerous five-star reviews and make an appointment to bring your ride in at importcarspecialist.com.
Looking for a certified collision repair specialist in the Valley? Orlando Auto Body is the name you can trust. I'm Shane Orlando, and for over three decades, my family has repaired vehicles the right way, with manufactured certifications, advanced color matching, and a lifetime warranty on every job. We work with all major insurance companies and offer deductible assistance. Visit OrlandoAutoBody.com.
Hi, Spencer Doucet for H&I Automotive. H is for honesty and I is for integrity. It's the only option. We've built our business on those two principles since 2009. We're thankful to our customers and our employees for helping us grow to three locations serving our customers in the East Valley. Check us out on Main Street in Mesa, Higley Road in Gilbert, and on Ocotillo in Queen Creek. Three locations, same principle. For more information, go to hndiautomotive.com.
Blackwell Automotive, your oasis of trust and honesty in North Phoenix and Scottsdale at the corner of 40th Street and Greenway. As a local business, we're different from the corporate shops. Since 1985, Blackwell has been providing our guests a hassle-free experience. We treat our guests with courtesy and respect while providing world-class service with the latest in technology and tools. Our guest reviews agree, 4.8 out of 5 on Google. Experience the family environment of Blackwell Automotive in North Phoenix right off the 51 at 40th Street and Greenway.
Cars, trucks, minivans, SUVs. You're covered bumper to bumper on KTAR News.
Such ominous sounds in the music, Kerry. Dong, dong, dong. No doom.
This is not me. This is Michael.
No doom and gloom on Bumper to Bumper Radio today. We are enjoying the sunshine and the nice weather. It's a good day to be out. Maybe, hey, hit downtown. Red Bull's got their Formula One Expo going on down there. A little bit of hot rodding around. And
Jefferson at 5th Street, I think.
Yeah, something down there. So I'm heading down there and check that out. So Again, we've got Shane from Orlando Auto Body in today. So, you know, bumper to bumper radio, we're always talking about fixing your car, the mechanical things, but you got to remember there's going to be the day that comes. Unfortunately, you may have an accident or someone's going to munch you in the parking lot, or I used to call it the alpha beta acne, you know, alpha beta, the grocery store, the door dings on the side. But,
exactly.
You know, you don't, I guess the point is you don't have to be in a wreck to go see Orlando Auto Body. You know, there's something about your car. You know, you let the first scratch go,
right,
and then it's no big deal. And it's like, okay, it's the first one. Then the second one hurts less. And then by the third one, all of a sudden you got this car that just looks like crap.
So we get attached to our cars. Sometimes we name our cars.
Yeah, so yeah. Right? Yeah. So again, just a reminder, you want to put that name Orlando Auto Body in your glove box. So if that unfortunate day comes, you know what to do. And then just remember, you don't have to have, you know, you've got that door ding. They can help you with that stuff. So we've got open lines. We've got Mark. We've got William, 602-277-5827. We're going to get after these calls. And then we touched on diminished value. I don't think we gave you due justice on what that really means. If you've been in an accident, Shane, you know, might know what the look back period is, but we'll talk about that in a minute. Let's get to Mark first in Tempe, 2007 BMW 328i. What's going on, Mark?
Hey, I'm troubleshooting an overheating problem. It's my son's car, and he doesn't drive it very far, but twice now it's overheated. It goes into limp mode, and he's pulled it over and let it cool down, and then the car starts and drives normal for a while. And I'm doing the test on the water pump, where you turn the ignition on but don't start the car, and then hold the gas pedal down for 10 to 15 seconds and the pump should come on.
Yes.
And I'm not hearing any pump, and I don't get any stream of water in the reservoir tank.
Yeah, so you're watching the small return line and looking for fluid there, and you're not getting it.
Right, and okay. I don't hear any pump fire okay. up or anything, because it's an electric
yes.
Water pump.
Yes, exactly.
And but when I start the car, I do have a stream of water there, but it's very weak. I can even hold my finger over it. Like the pump's not, it's just recirculating. The pump's not really pumping is what I'm thinking.
Well, it could be. So what you need to do, or what we would do in that case, I mean, we have a different... We're going to use a scan tool with bidirectional controls, and we're going to be able to command that pump on and put our hand down and feel it. But the next thing you probably need to do is make sure that that pump is actually getting power to it. It still has to engage a relay, still has to go through the DME or the digital motor electronics. So if you can get your hand down there and feel the pump trying to work, or get a test light on there and make sure you're getting power and ground to the pump. I think that's just a two-wire pump. I'm not sure. And I'm not sure if that's a duty cycle where it's going to run at a varying voltage. But you're going to need to make sure you've got power down there. I suspect the reason that you're getting a little bit of flow when you start the engine and let it run is because it's heating up. So when you're heating, you're expanding, water's rising. It's going to start pushing some of that water into the that coolant overflow tank or reservoir. So, yeah, man, you got to be – is that the – what's the 2.8? So it's a smaller engine, but – it's just one of those things you've got to, you don't want to throw parts at it. They're an expensive part, but check the connector, check the wiring harness. And again, if you can get a test light in there, some kind of way to make sure that you're actually getting power down there enough to run the pump. And then if you end up do replacing that pump, you just got to be careful. You want to make sure you use the right fluid, the right coolant, and a good pump, and you've got to get all the air bled out of the system. There's various bleed ports and stuff if you're doing that work yourself. So you've just got to be careful with that. And, of course, I've always got to do the disclaimer. You don't open a hot radiator. It's super, super dangerous. We don't want to have anybody get burned or have any issues. So good luck with that diagnostic, Mark. And anything we can do to help you in the future, certainly let us know. William in Phoenix, 2014 Dodge Charger. What's up, William?
Hey, how you doing, bud? Thank you for taking my call. So I bought this car for my son, but he took it to school the other day, and he told me it was throwing white smoke from the passenger backside of the block. So I took it into a local mechanic shop, and they said that the transmission was going bad. But you can't check the oil on that one because it doesn't have a dipstick, at least the one I bought.
Right.
And so he said that there was oil in it and everything was good, but he just said the transmission was going bad and that you could only, that's only drivable for a certain amount of time because if not, you could actually burn the car up. It'll turn, catch on fire. That's what he said.
Yeah, oh my gosh, there's a lot going on there. So did he, I mean, are you having any transmission symptoms? Like, does it shift weird or anything like that? Or are you just simply having some smoke?
Yeah, it's just the smoke. And you can see it on the like, if you're facing the motor, you can see it on the left side, that little breeze, well, I don't know what to call that little tube where the transmission breathes through. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, the dipstick tube maybe, because there's no cap on it, no dipstick.
Correct.
Okay.
Uh-huh. So you can see that on the it gushed out a little bit because you can see it on all the wiring right there and everything. But about it. But other than that, it's just good. And it's just that smoke.
Yeah. Well, maybe, you know, have you had the car long or have you had other maintenance done on the car recently?
No. Literally, that was one of the first times he tried it out. I barely bought the car maybe a month, 2 months ago, okay. Max.
Here's what I want you to do then. We need to find out what that smoke is, and maybe someone overfilled the transmission. Because if you went to a transmission shop, and I don't know if these were your words or their words, but if they said you can't check the fluid, or if you ever hear anybody, and this goes for everybody, if you hear somebody says, you have a sealed transmission, we can't check that fluid, everything is sealed, and you can unseal everything, and they're designed to be tested. The fluid levels are so critical now, and they're critical based on temperature. So we're using a scan tool. They've taken the dipsticks away from a lot of cars, and there's different ways. They have a riser that you heat it up to a certain temperature, and it should spill out. But I think your best course of action, especially since you just got that car, I'd like you to take over to Automatic Transmission Exchange, 44th Street in Washington. Let those guys get a look at the transmission and make sure that the transmission's got a good, clean bill of health. And that dipstick tube, if it doesn't have a dipstick, it should have a cap on it to prevent dirt and debris from getting in there. So you're going to want to get
it. Does have a cap.
Okay, so good. It's got the cap. So that's good that that's on there. But for them to just, that's just such a broad statement that I don't like that. So get it over to Automatic Transmission Exchange. Let them give you some advice on the transmission. And they're skilled enough to know if the valve cover gasket's leaking or whatever. And then they can refer you to maybe another bumper-to-bumper radio shop or someone that they have a relationship with and go get that other part fixed. But it sounds like you didn't get good advice. So maybe you didn't
I kind of didn't like it myself.
Yeah, maybe. So your spidey senses came up. And I would say you didn't get bad advice. You just didn't get good advice or not enough advice. So thanks for the call, William. And that's why we're here. We want to help you with your car. That's the bottom line. I mean, if you want to go to a bumper-to-bumper radio shop or come to my shop or one of the other shops, that's great. But if you've got a good repair shop, stick with them and then send me their name because we'd like to add them to our list of shops. And that's what we're about. Small, locally owned, family-operated businesses where we've got to earn your business every single time you come in. That's what you get at a bumper-to-bumper radio shop. So we're going to take a quick break. We're going to get to this diminished value. Shane's over here bored. So if you got a body shop question, you got a car that got something going on, let's let Shane talk a little bit. Everybody's tired of hearing me. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. You'll listen to bumper-to-bumper radio.
Hey, it's Brandon Stapley. For years, our family has built a reputation in the East Valley you can trust. That's why our Chandler shop, formerly Desert Car Care of Chandler, now proudly carries our name, Stapley Car Care. Nothing's changed but the sign. You'll still get the same award-winning service, trusted technicians, and customer care that made the shop a Chandler favorite. If you have already been visiting us, thank you. Or it's your first time, we invite you to come see why our name stands behind every repair. Check us out at staplycarcare.com.
Would you like to walk with the pros? news? Bunker to Bunker, the golf show, has teamed up with Shady Rays Sunglasses to send two lucky listeners VIP style to the 2026 LPGA Ford Championship, presented by Wild Horse Pass, March 26th through the 29th, to walk inside the ropes with the pros on Championship Weekend. Runner-up contestants can win premier hospitality to the Trophy Bar Hospitality Venue or tickets to the event. Go to BunkerGolf.com and register for our Walk with the Pros contest today.
Are you stressed about what to do after a car accident or injury? Hi, Al Lundeen for AZ Mobile Chiropractic. We're Arizona's favorite solution for mobile chiropractic services. We make it easy to get personalized, professional treatment that comes to you at your home or business with licensed therapists. We work with your legal and health care practitioners quickly to get you back to pre-accident status. Start your recovery today. Check us out at azmobilechiro.com. That's azmobilechiro.com.
Hi, this is Jameson Hunter. I'm the East Valley Manager for Bulwark Pest Control here in the Valley. As a family-run company, we pride ourselves on taking care of our customers, and with an army of technicians running daily, our fleet vehicles rack up the miles and wear. So about 4 years ago, we got tired of the constant runaround and lack of follow-up from our previous fleet maintenance relationships. We were contacted by Lee Weatherby and his team at Accurate Automotive. The difference was night and day. They always communicate the status of our vehicles and get us back on the road safely and in a timely manner, which is crucial for our day-to-day operations. They even work seamlessly with our fleet leasing company. They treat us like family, and above all else, they are impeccably honest. I now take my personal vehicle there as well. We've never been happier. If you're looking to make a change for the better for your company or your family, go check out Accurate Automotive at AccurateAutomotive.com today.
Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan. Shaka Khan, let me rock it, let me rock Shaka Khan. Let me rock it, that's all I wanna do. Shaka Khan, let me rock it, let me rock Shaka Khan.
I knew you'd like this.
Let me feel for you. Shaka Khan, what you tell me what you wanna do? Do you feel for me the way I feel for you? Shaka Khan, let me tell you what I wanna do. I wanna love you, wanna hug you, wanna squeeze you too.
I like to get my Shaka Khan in my Pandora radio, so that's one
exactly.
of my... Shaka Khan and Rufus.
Who knew you were a Shaka Khan fan?
That's right,
I knew
right,
I was,
man.
Yeah.
Good morning.
I mean, my... Yeah, see, I could just keep on jamming out here. So, hey, Shady Rays sunglasses. You know, temps are heating up with all the outdoor activities. We got car shows. We're out golfing. Spring, summer, we're at the lake. Big news, Shady Rays sunglasses just launched their expanded Shady Rays golf line, specifically engineered to bring out the depth and shading on the course for your next round. They have the styles for all your activities, lenses that let you live in high def. I'm telling you, you look at these lenses, it's like, boom, man, where'd this color come from? And don't forget, I think that's Color Rush lenses, as a matter of fact. But and don't forget, best damn warranty in the business, 100% satisfaction guarantee. It doesn't matter if you scratch them, you break them, you lose them. Guess what? They replace them. Pretty much no questions asked, maybe one or two. But so stop by Shady Rays at Kierland's Common. You get 30% off their entire selection of shades using promo code B2BR. So that's like bumper, the number 2BR, Bumper to Bumper Radio. And when you're there, tell Stephanie and the crew that the guys from Bumper to Bumper Radio sent you in to see them and enjoy some shades. Maybe you'll be as cool as me.
And like the Bumper Networks, Stephanie will take care of you.
Yeah. My family uses them. They're great.
That's right. Yeah. They're good glasses, awesome. Man. And they don't break the bank. That's the deal. The
warranty's unbelievable.
You go into their store and you're walking away at two or three.
Exactly. I like they've got the grab bag, like the mystery glasses.
Yeah.
You don't know what you're going to get for $20, but it doesn't matter. Because the whole line is cool. Yeah. So, Shane from Orlando Auto Body in here. We want to talk a little bit more about auto body. Not so much the body work, the sanding and the buffing and the painting, but the process. We talked a little bit about diminished value. And if you have a question, you can call about that. But I'm just going to briefly touch on that. And then Shane will talk a little bit more about kind of some trends. But diminished value is when someone else has caused damage to your car and it's been fixed. In theory and in practice, actually, thanks to Carfax, your car now is worth less than its twin that was not damaged. And there's value there. And Orlando Auto Body can help you recover that value. Shane, is there a look-back period on that if somebody had an accident 6 months ago?
No, there isn't, as a matter of fact. But that being said, there is a caveat there, right? A newer car is going to have a lot more diminished value than, say, a 10-year-old car.
Sure.
We see people recovering a lot more money on cars that are 5 years old or less, right, and depending on the severity of the damage. But no, I mean, if we haven't fixed your car, feel free to reach out. We've got a special. We can,
yeah, so
we can, you know, we'll run a value for you at a special price, right? If you've not fixed your car and you use us, it's a $500 value we're doing for free. So we'll not only fix your car, but we'll leave you with all the documentation you need to submit to get reimbursed for that.
To get the diminished. Yeah,
and we're happy to help people that haven't used us. You know, just come on in and we'll take care of you. Yeah. And your business in the future.
Now, another thing I want to talk about, and we talked about this at breakfast, is kind of the practices of the insurance company. And like any insurance company or business, they're responsible to the shareholders and they're there to make a profit. And there's nothing wrong with that. But if you have a car that's been in an accident and it's drivable, they're likely going to ask you to come into their claims center or somewhere, and they're going to take a look at the car. And what a lot of people do, Shane, right there, so what they do is they write an estimate. But maybe it was by accident at first and maybe now more by design, but there's a lot of damage you can't see. So they write up this estimate. Maybe this is an $8,000 repair. They write you a check for $2,000, and you say, I'm going to go cash my check. I need some extra money. That's that first scratch I talked about. And then the next one comes along. But they kind of, Shane, you can
expand on this. Yeah, I can elaborate on it. Sure. Well, insurance rates went up, and as you said, they're businesses. They're in it to make money. Their practice is to write at around 40% of what they see, regardless of whether they open the hood or the damage is all visible from the outside. Why that is because, you know, until you fix the car, ultimately, they're not entitled to pay to fix it. Right. Or excuse me, to pay it until.
Yeah, they're not obligated until the repair's in process.
Right. And so that's part of it. But what we've seen more lately is that they're writing about 25% of what they see. And that's all intentional. That being said, it's because when times are tough, cash outs go high. That means that people get their initial check and keep them. Right. They got to pay their mortgage, pay their, you know, pay for food. They got to pay for their car payment.
Whatever happened.
Insurance,
yeah.
Whatever it might be. And of course, the carriers leverage those scenarios for people. So it can be challenging when you go to fix your car and you know, the $10,000 repair, you got $2,500, they take your deductible. You got $2,000. It's pretty tempting to keep that money. But what people don't realize is they're leaving
a bunch on the table.
$8,000 on the table. So that's the value of your car that's now diminished to that. And it could put you in a real pickle when you go to trade it in or at some point have to come up with the money to fix it. Yeah. I recommend fixing them.
Yeah, you really should fix it. And that's what they're banking on is, hey, this guy's going to – the economic conditions are such where it's likely that this insured is going to go cash this check rather than ultimately get the car fixed. Or if you do go 6 months later and get the car fixed, now you've spent the money, and then you've got the deductible. So your best thing to do is just not take the check. Just tell them, my car will be at Orlando Auto Body, and they will provide you with the estimate, and just get it fixed. And just because your car is drivable, you know, if the taillight lens is broken, that is not a legal drivable car. That's not drivable. It goes to the body shop right now. That doesn't mean it goes on a tow truck.
Well, it's worse than that. The calibrations on these cars these days, they tell you the minute you get hit, it's unsafe to drive because those cannot work. So there's things going on that you can't tell that work or don't work. And so, you know, it used to be the taillight, the trunk seal, the driver's door, access to the car, the headlight, anything you can get a ticket for. Nowadays, if you've been hit, those safety systems are affected and you shouldn't drive your car.
And they can be out of calibration and not turn on the light, so they'll let that lane drift. Or, as a matter of fact, I was talking to my buddy who was cruising through the parking lot, and he had one of his employees had a perfectly good car, and they bottomed out or hit something in the road, and that threw that whole calibration on the driver's stability and that safety functions. So if those features aren't working, that the design of the car is not working. So, Shane, the other thing, if you do have an accident and it is your fault, chances are you've got a deductible. Mm-hmm. But Orlando, you've got programs to help people with some
0% financing and some other stuff. Because, again, we want to get the car fixed. That's your biggest investment besides your house in many cases.
Yeah, as we mentioned a few times on the show, times are tough a bit lately. It's tough for everybody. And if you're in that particular situation, we've got programs for you. If you're, you know, we've got people this time of year getting their tax returns back, so we're seeing an uptick in our car repairs. But don't wait. We've got 100 days same as cash to finance some of that stuff for you. We've got other programs. You've got to come in, and we'll talk to you about those. And then, again, on the third-party side of things, it's a $500 value if you bring that car into us, where we're helping people with first-party claims. We're helping them with third-party claims also recover what they're entitled to. You're not entitled to diminished value on a car you wrecked, right? You wrecked it. It's naturally going to be worse.
Yeah.
It's naturally going to be worse, less money. But if someone hit you, that was not your fault, so you're entitled to that. So, but we have programs, right? We work for you and not the insurance companies. We work very well with all the insurance companies, but it's gotten tougher these days, right? They're steering people and they're doing everything to save money.
The driver and the owner of that car is your client. The insurance company is not your client. They may be one paying the bill, but you're not beholden to them, and that's what I like about, you know, certain body shops and the way that you do business. You are there for the consumer, for the end user, that car, to advocate for fixing the car right, because they want to cut corners. They want to use.
Well, you deal with it. On the mechanical side, you got the vehicle maintenance warranties, and it's no different there. It's very challenging.
Yeah, exactly. It's challenging. Let's. I guess we're going to wrap this up, but I'm going to go for it, Carrie. We're going to make one phone call.
I think you can do it.
Martin's been on hold, but we don't have a lot of time. If it carries over, I'll take you off the air. And Mary and Chandler with the Subaru, I'm going to take you off air as well, because if you call, I'm going to take care of you. So, Martin, how can I help you real quick? We've got about 2 minutes.
Just no problem. Real quick, I was the one that called in for a 2003 F-150 on Valentine's Day. I had the issue of that big box stripping the drain plug on that oil pan.
Oh, yeah,
Yeah, man. So I took your advice, and I did the whole claim thing, and the store manager was very helpful, and they were able to cover the cost, and it's currently at the shop right now.
Nice. So you're getting a new oil pan, or are they going to repair it?
Yeah, I'm getting a new oil pan, gasket, and a new drain plug, and I already reminded the shop that it's at to please not over-tighten it.
Yeah, yeah, you would be amazed. I mean, ChatGTP, go ask it what that torque is. Probably 22 pounds of torque. It's so light. I mean, I'd be making up the numbers if I told you, if I tried to recite them. But, it used to be the rules where you never turned a torque wrench backwards, but now you can, especially with the digital ones. So we're seeing oil drain plugs that are torqued like 60 pounds. And spark plugs, we're talking about torquing them in Newton meters. I mean, yeah, Shane's over here pulling the trigger like the air gun. But it doesn't take a lot. You know, when it comes to tightening a fastener, your technician should be wearing out torque wrenches.
Thanks for calling us back and letting us know.
Yeah, Martin, I always like to hear this tech story, success story. If I'm able to give you a tip that saved you some money or guide you through a repair or get you into the Better Business Bureau to get resolution or just tell you the right screw to turn to get your ride running right, we always like the feedback. Shane, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
Always good to see you.
Enjoy
talking with you. And if you want that, you're in the wreck and you need the check, first you got to get the car fixed and you want that, or Orlando Auto Body. Thanks for listening, everybody, today. Bumper to Bumper Radio. We'll see you next Saturday.